From Iowa Public Radio, this is Under the Golden Dome, a legislative podcast. I'm John Pimble.
We are confident that we are now in community spread, and we now have community spread in our state.
On Saturday, March 14th, Governor Kim Reynolds holds a press conference at the State Emergency Operations Center in Johnston.
All Iowans should be prepared for cancellations and disruptions in routine activities.
COVID-19 is a disease caused by the novel coronavirus. It's been spreading across the world. On March 11th, the World Health Organization classified this as a pandemic. Across the state, events were being canceled, but on this Saturday night, the governor had not called for the cancellation of schools or the legislature.
Leaders of institutions and organizations of events should begin to act on their contingency plans related to large gatherings, including church services, as Iowans prepare for worship tomorrow. Iowans should not hold or attend large gatherings of more than 250 people and consider making adjustments for smaller gatherings with high-risk groups.
The next day, the governor releases a short video.
I'm committed to following evidence-based guidelines to make the right decisions at the right time.
She announces two more confirmed cases of COVID-19 through community spread.
Based on this new information, I'm recommending that all Iowa schools close for the next 4 weeks to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
It is also announced on Sunday that the legislative session will be suspended for 30 days. To make that happen, the House and Senate must meet. On Monday morning, March 16th, the Iowa Department of Public Health sets up two tents outside of the Capitol. Health response teams wearing hazard suits give people like me who want to enter the building a brief health screening. After taking my temperature, I'm asked if I've been outside of the United States in the past 2 weeks. Do I have a runny nose, a cough, or a sore throat? And within a minute, I'm done, and I enter the Capitol. Members of the public are still allowed here, but there are only a handful.
The House will be in order.
Both the Senate and House gavel in around 1 o'clock. As is common on a Monday, they meet for a few minutes before going off to committees. But all the committees have been canceled. House Majority Leader Matt Winchell makes a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent for the Appropriations Committee to meet this afternoon.
The body votes aye. Through the day, legislative leaders in both chambers work out a bill and a resolution that allows for certain funding and a timeline for the session to be on hold.
Well, obviously, we're in a unique situation here tonight.
Hours later, Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer says the legislature is heeding the advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
CDC recommendations are saying that you should avoid large gatherings, as well as vulnerable populations should stay home. That is largely what the legislature is made of, a large gathering with vulnerable people. That's why we made the decision to pause our legislative business. We also think it's prudent at this time to pause our normal legislative business so that the governor, legislators, and government employees can focus exclusively on dealing with the coronavirus outbreak.
Through the day, leaders from the House and Senate finish a bill that will allocate money from the current fiscal year. This is called supplemental funding. Speaker of the House Pat Grassley says most of it is for the Department of Human Services.
Medicaid, $89 million. Hawkeye, $1.7. Glenwood, $600,000.
They are putting it in place now in the event the legislature, upon its return, doesn't finish the budget by the next fiscal year, which begins in July. This supplemental funding should keep the Department of Human Services operating through August. This bill also has $525,000 for the state hygienics lab to help test for COVID-19.
Obviously, for the testing and making sure that there's the testing of the kits, and also making sure that can be done in a timely manner. So we included that within this supplemental. That request was made of the governor's office as well this morning in our conversations to make sure we can respond.
In the 11 o'clock hour, both chambers gavel in to pass this spending bill. In the Senate, Majority Leader Jack Whitfer says part of this bill gives the governor authority to transfer 10% of the $200 million in the Economic Emergency Fund. Governor Reynolds will have the discretion to spend it on the emergency as she sees fit while the legislature is suspended.
Anything over that $20 million, she's going to have to get approval from the Legislative Council for additional appropriations. It also, as I said earlier, will fund 2 additional months of government at a status quo budget in case we don't come back. And I certainly hope we come back and have a chance to make a full budget well before this clause would go into effect. And then finally, as discussed in committee as well, we are in this bill going to waive any missed school days for our schools during the four-week period that the governor has recommended that our schools close.
The Legislative Council is also known as the Steering Committee of the General Assembly. This consists of 20 members from both chambers. The Legislative Council makes decisions when the legislature is not in session.
I think we've achieved some important goals with this.
Senate Minority Leader Jenna Peterson says the Democrats are supporting this bill.
While we're suspending activity under the Golden Dome this evening, we're not suspending our roles as legislators to continue to help Iowans navigate during this difficult time. I encourage all Iowans with questions, concerns, or suggestions to reach out to their local lawmakers by phone or email so that we can get those questions and concerns addressed.
This bill passes unanimously in the Senate. Minutes later, the House takes it up. Speaker of the House Pat Grassley moves from the presiding chair to his desk to speak about the bill. It's rare but not unheard of for a Speaker of the House to floor manage a bill.
Just wanted to briefly, and I know that time is late, and want to thank all of you for your patience working through these circumstances we've been under the last 24 hours, briefly walk through when we left last Thursday, leading us to where we're at today with the decision that we're about to make as a legislature. And then the subsequent action that will be later, which will be suspending session for 30 days.
Like in the Senate, it has the support of Democrats. Democratic Representative Chris Hall has an amendment to this bill, but it is ruled out of order because it was filed too late. Representative Hall says the bill before the House is a good one, but he wanted some protections added.
For people on unemployment benefits, if they somehow lose work or are laid off by their employer, we need to make sure that they are able to maintain some level of economic security. I would say the same is true for preserving their ability to remain in a home, whether that's owned or rented. We want to make sure that these folks are not evicted simply because they have lost that economic livelihood, and we don't want to put them in a situation where their loss only spirals further downward.
In his closing remarks, Representative Grassley says he appreciates the comments from Representative Hall about his failed amendment.
We had discussions about very similar issues within those conversations that we had. And the part of the difficulty that we were trying to find is, number one, how in a timely fashion, if our goal was to get done today, which I think we all obviously were working towards, how do we get done today, identifying each and every one of those? If we were unable to do that, the other option then is, how much authority are you willing to grant to the executive branch in this legislation to be able to do that?
Grassley acknowledges the work the legislature put in throughout the day.
To all the members that stuck through a long day of work, I just want to thank all of you. We've done this obviously to make sure that those services that Iowans expect from us will be there if the legislature is unable to be back. So again, thanks for all your hard work today. We appreciate being able to work with the minority party to achieve this. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move Senate File 2408.
The bill passes unanimously. Both chambers also pass a joint resolution that says the legislature will start again on April 15th unless the Legislative Council decides to have the legislature meet sooner or to extend the suspension of the session. At 11 minutes past midnight, the final bit of business comes from Majority Leader Matt Winchittle.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the House, that concludes floor action for the time being. All I'll say is be well, take care, God bless. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until time that is appropriate for the House to reconvene.
You have all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harris, Representative Winchell. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. And for now, the 2020 legislative session is on hold. With the session paused, this podcast series is also going to take a break. The plan right now is to bring you episodes in this podcast feed when the legislative action resumes or if there is some significant action taken. For this episode, special thanks to State House reporter Katerina Sestarik. She will continue to cover how the state government is managing the situation. You can follow her work at iowapublicradio.org. The script editor for this show is news director Michael Leland. We have help from our digital team, Lindsay Moon and Matt Siren. Insights about the Capitol come from Radio Iowa's Kay Henderson. I'm John Pimble. Under the Golden Dome is a production of Iowa Public Radio.